Hour to Five, returning to our airwaves this morning from the Community Health and Empowerment Network. We have Mikaela Titus. Welcome back to Hour to Five. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me back, Rodney.
And also with us this morning, certified public accountant Hudson Robillard. How are you today?
Good morning, Rodney. Thank you for having me. It's truly a pleasure.
There's going to be a community empowerment and financial event happening in the city of North Miami. And Mikaela, what's going to happen?
As the Community Health and Empowerment Network, we wanted to bring this event together for the community, for small business and for nonprofit organizations as a capacity building and training opportunity for them to expand on their financial aspect of their business, as well as those who are looking to either start up a small business or a nonprofit organization.
And Hudson, you're the man in charge to take care of all this, and this will be facilitated by you.
Absolutely. Well, actually, I'm one of the leading partner putting this workshop together for the community as a whole, what this workshop intends to do. Currently, I'm a Florida CPA, one of the vendor approved with the Children Trust. One of the things that I'm noticing is that many of the nonprofit who would like to get access to Children Trust grant are unable to do so because they do not have financial audit ready. So that's one of the things that we're trying to target and assisting them to be able to go through a financial audit and help them to get the resources and the structure in place so they can go through and get their grant and application, whether with the Children Trust or any private foundation.
And this financial empowerment workshop is going to take place in the city of North Miami on Saturday. At what location?
On Saturday, March 17 at Florida International University, Roof University Center. That's located at 3000 Northeast, 151st Street, North Miami, Florida, 33181.
So a lot of organizations, especially in North Miami, should attend. And what's the cost for registration?
The registration is $35. We make sure people come in and have some sort of an extended value for what they're attending with the facility and everything else. There's a lot that's going to be happening at the workshop, Rodney. Part of it is really about helping our nonprofit organization understand their operation and some of the internal controls and things that they need to put in place for strong fiscal management. That's foundational for growth and development. Anything they would try to do in the future, they basically need to make sure their foundation is solid.
And Ms. Titus, if we'd like more information about this empowerment workshop, what's the contact?
786-292-1935. 786-292-1935. For registration purposes, you can go to www.hrfinancialworkshop.com.
This workshop has a two-tail to it. There's a section that's focused on non-for-profit organization. There's another section that focuses on small businesses that are startup and established small businesses that are looking also to have strong foundation in their financial. So we'll be also targeting them and providing quality information for their financial reporting purposes as well.
And we would also like to acknowledge our partners for this event who have been very active in the leadership process for this event. Councilman Philip Bien-Aimé from the City of North Miami, as well as Councilman Alex Desume. We also have the partnership of Mr. Jeff Lozama with the Haitian American Chambers of Commerce and CMS International Group, as well as the Greater North Miami Chambers of Commerce.
In this day and age of budget cuts, it's important that our community organizations empower our citizens, especially in North Miami. From the Community Health and Empowerment Network, we have Mikaela Titus, and also with us, we have Hudson Robillard, certified public accountant. Much success in North Miami this Saturday at FIU. Thank you both.
Thank you for having us, Rodney.
Thank you for having us, Rodney.